Good morning, good morning, good morning. Our theme today is freedom. So be still in the silence that you are. Rest back. Let go. Just leave everything for now. Just be still. There is nothing to do. There is no place to be. Be still in the silence that you are. So follow a breath in. You are the presence, aware of the breath. Leave everything for now. Freedom. What is it? For many, it is to be free of the mind, to be free of the ego thinking. To be free of the constant vacillation between opposites and contradicting concepts. Why do we seek to be free? Most likely, to be free of the voice in the head, as we call it. Because we are thinking or experiencing things that are painful or bring suffering. Quite naturally, we want to be free of those. Now, just for a moment, let us ask, is any discord there? Because I have accepted the reality of who I am. That I am the presence, the essence, the energy, the substance. That I am pure consciousness. Or could it be that it is because of what is still believed about being a person, that myself is finite and that myself is separate. It is only from the acceptance of separation, that an idea of personal can even arise. Withholding to that belief, we have the door wide open for thoughts of things and separate persons. So now Let us look. Follow a breath deep and let the body relax. Rest in the heart. Rest in the silence. Be aware of any thoughts, but let them go by. Just look deep, deep into this silence. Into the silence. What do you discover there when you are in your natural state of calm silence? Is it peace, harmony, calm, contentment? Why do you discover this naturalness? For that discovery of peace and harmony is your nature, your natural self. But it is discovered because any thoughts that may have been rising up are not engaged. We're not taken in as truth. Are not being believed. This is the essence of awakening. This is the essence of being awake. Mind or thoughts, they're not a monster, although sometimes it may seem as if they were. It is we in our ignorance of accepting them that brings the pain and suffering. You could quite literally have actually a monkey mind, as we sometimes call it, a mind in chaos, and have these things going on in mind and still be the peace that you naturally are. Just by not accepting what is being presented as truth. Think of that. All of the chaos, the drama, the visual presentations, the sound presentations, all of that in your awareness, all of that going on, all of that that seems so chaotic out there, or even within mind, would have absolutely no effect on the reality of who you are. It would have no effect on you being, remaining the stillness that is your nature. And all by just not accepting what is being presented as truth. Now, here is another thing to ponder. That the thoughts that rise up are needed. They're needed by us to continue to push us into seeing them clearly as the nothing that they are. Where would we be in our spiritual life, in our spiritual desire, if it were not for thoughts? They push us to see them clearly. They push us to look past them. They push us continuously until we understand to not accept what is being presented. Our only error about thoughts is believing them. It is not the thought that has the power to disturb, nor to cause anxiety, pain, or doubt. It is in our believing them that we suffer. See this clearly. Thoughts have no substance or presence of their own. And whatever description you give to the mind or the thoughts is but your interpretation based on the concepts you are believing in the moment. Can you see? Everything that you're seeking, the self that you're seeking, the belovedness you're seeking, the oneness that you're seeking, is right here, right now, in this moment. You are that. What seems to be the binding is just a belief in a thought that keeps saying you're not. When a thought rises from the standpoint of the false identity, the ego sees them as being very important. Not there, not yet. You need to study. You need to meditate. You need to do this. You need to do that. We see that as important. And then they become claimed as my thoughts. They are not beloved. And once a thought or thoughts are claimed, we seem to lose ourself. Often I hear it seems like God just goes away or went somewhere, or I lost my peace, or I lost the calmness of my own silence. No, that has not gone anywhere, but somehow you have claimed a thought as being a truth when it is not. When we claim those thoughts, we fall asleep to our own self, to our own awareness of our being. So freedom. There's no need to even seek freedom, desire freedom, want to have freedom, because it too hasn't gone anywhere. The only thing, again, that seems to displace freedom of peace and calmness is accepting a thought stating otherwise. Can you see the simplicity? Can you see the ease of being what you truly are? Freedom is about seeing clearly. And this takes place instantly when we look from the silence, as I am sure you have experienced. Do not try to look with the eyes or things read in a book or heard in a class. Look only from the silence, from within you, from that place that is your natural self. So, can you see now that there is nothing binding you? You don't need another book. You don't need actually another meditation, although I do encourage you to sit in the silence. That there are no barriers to yourself. That the idea that there is a you and a me, or a they or a them, is just you accepting a thought of separation as truth. That's all. Awakening is but seeing clearly what you are, and then not accepting any thoughts that would tempt you to believe otherwise. To see that in my true state, there is nothing to transcend. There is no freedom that I must attain. I am neither bound nor free. I am neither here nor there. I am neither God nor not God. I am. There is nothing I need to do or transcend to be who I am. You are free in this very moment. if you will but stop embracing the thought that would have you believe otherwise. Do not keep attempting to divide the invisible. There is only one. Be still and stay as you already are. Let us pray. Most beloved one, without a second, I am as you are. Never have you left nor forsaken the I that I am. I am as you are. Nowhere can I be where you are not. I am as you are. My heart beholds the presence of grace. I am as you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Om Namaste.